for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 48. Tonight, clear with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Lions Club, along with the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, will hold the annual Senior Citizens Light Tour this coming Monday. Senior citizens may sign up for the tour at Brookstone Estates, Fairway Apartments, The High Rise, Fairfield Village Apartments, or the Fairfield First United Methodist Church. Transportation by Rides Mass Transit will begin at 5 p.m. at sign-up locations on Monday. After the tour, people will return to the church to enjoy light refreshments provided by PEO and the Lions Club. Musical entertainment will be provided by Kent Reeves and Steve Lee. Anyone who would like to nominate a home for the tour should call the Chamber office at 842-6116 by the close of business this Friday. Locations must be within city limits, and prizes for the top three locations will be awarded. More news next.
Are you passionate about education and helping others? Frontier Community College is now offering free literacy tutoring for learners in your local community, and we need your help. By volunteering as a tutor for just 1 hour each week, you can make a difference in a student's life. Tutors are carefully matched with learners to help with reading, writing, and math. If you want to support this local cause, call Frontier at 842-3711 to sign up today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, according to a Facebook post from Fairfield Community High School, tonight's girls' basketball game against Wayne City will be a varsity-only contest due to Wayne City injuries. The varsity matchup will begin at 6:15 at FCHS, and it will be followed by a short inter-squad junior varsity and freshman game. North Wayne Education Association President Jeff Baker recently presented North Wayne Christmas for Kids representative Leslie Riley with a $100 donation. The Christmas for Kids program helps needy children in the North Wayne area receive Christmas gifts. 57-year-old McLeansboro resident Stephen Sullivan was arrested Saturday morning by McLeansboro police for a report of violating an order of protection. Officers responded to an apartment complex and spoke with a woman with a valid order of protection against Sullivan. She told police that he wasn't there, but after further investigation, officers found Sullivan hiding in a bedroom closet. He was taken into custody and transported to the White County Jail, pending the setting and posting of bond. State Representative Darren Bailey recently sponsored House Resolution 507 to honor and recognize the 100th year of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. President and CEO Todd Meisch accepted the resolution on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce at a presentation in the Illinois House Chamber. Bailey said the state was grateful for the work the chamber has done in fighting for the jobs and economic growth that support the families and communities in Illinois. The chamber was officially chartered by the Secretary of State on August 2, 1919, and it led the fight against the 50% income tax increase and new service tax in the early 2000s. Over the last decade, it has focused on lowering property taxes, improving workforce opportunities, and promoting pro-business reforms throughout the state. Meisch has served as president of the chamber since 2014, and he says much has changed in its century of existence, but its core principles and commitment to its members remain. He said he would like to think future presidents will write about 2019 as the year the chamber fought and won against the progressive income tax that has been proposed by legislators. The Wayne City Village Board met last night and once again discussed the village's flooding issues. Mayor Rocky Hedden said he plans to contact the state for assistance into the issues, as, quote, they are not doing their job. The board noted that heavy rainfall shows problems on the state highways are most likely causing the flooding. The board also discussed final changes to be considered for the side-by-side guidelines to go into effect next month. Board members also heard of final adjustments on the Wayne City Water Treatment Plant. City workers are making a list of any additional needs that need to be addressed before completion, which is still on schedule for this coming March. In other business, the board approved a $225 donation to be given away by Wayne City Matters at the village's third annual Christmas parade. The parade is scheduled for next Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. People must submit entries for the parade by this Friday, and that may be done by calling Bridget Simpson at 895-4329. Simpson will also have advance lineup information. Churches, school organizations, clubs, families, or individuals can enter the parade, and those that don't are welcome to simply come and watch. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council Monday night voted to approve the audit from Kemper CPA Group. In Kemper's report, they showed a loss in the garbage fund. The other funds seemed to be in better financial condition. The overall income versus expense showed a loss of $97,000 over the past year. The council approved the Albion Fire Department's first responder program. Albion Fire Chief Danny Iverson told the council that 10 of the 19 firemen were already first responders, with the class starting in January for the balance of his firemen. The estimated total cost for the first responder program is estimated at $7,000, with that possibly being split with the Albion Rural Fire Department. The first responders would aid the Edwards County Ambulance Service, and if ambulances are not readily available, could render aid while waiting for transport to an area hospital. The council voted to approve the tax levy in the amount of $422,372. Last year's levy was $422,525. The council finally came to a decision on the unpaid and overdue water bills. After more discussion, the council agreed to allow the water deposit to increase to $250 from $75, and bills must be paid by the 10th of the month. A call will be made on the 11th of the month, and if the bill is not paid, will be shut off by the 25th and will not be turned on at that location until the unpaid bill is paid either by the customer or landlord. The new water policy will go into effect in Albion January 1st. During the city attorney report, Attorney Les Smith told the council that he was resigning as city attorney at the end of this month. In the mayor's report, Mayor Harris appointed Sean Sager as assistant police chief. The council decided to send two people to spray school for mosquito spraying, and the summer will allow the employee comp time for spraying each Thursday night. Joe Beatles and Doug Davis will attend that spray school. The council voted to purchase three aerators for the city's sewer plant. The total cost was put at $36,784. The council tabled moving an exposed water line east of Albion that has been exposed by erosion around a ditch area. And the council agreed to advertise for someone to mow the Albion Cemetery. Those bids must be into the council by February. The council also voted to give bonuses for Christmas to city employees, $250 for full-time and $150 for part-time employees. The newly hired police officers will have to wait until next year to be eligible for that Christmas bonus. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
According to preliminary statistics from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Hunters in Wayne County harvested 943 deer in the first firearm season last month. Wayne County had the 15th highest number of deer harvested in the state. Edwards County hunters harvested 219 deer. Both totals were down from their 2018 counterparts, when the two counties recorded 1,022 and 290 deer, respectively. White County was also down at 456 deer harvested, compared to 527 last year. Clay and Hamilton counties experienced drops of over 100 deer each, as they harvested 774 and 717 deer, respectively. As a whole, Illinois hunters harvested a preliminary total of 50,173 deer in the first firearm hunting weekend. Last year, they took 58,836 deer in that first weekend, a roughly 15% difference. The second firearm deer season begins this Thursday, and it will last through Sunday. A link to IDNR's totals for each county may be found on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. The Wayne and Edwards County Farm Service Agency is reminding all producers that the upcoming acreage reporting deadline for fall-seeded small grains, such as wheat and barley, is December 15th. Anyone seeking more information about the upcoming deadline or who has questions regarding it can contact the FSA office at 842-7602, extension 2. Governor J.B. Pritzker has vetoed a $50 million tax forgiveness bill for companies that work on private jets. The bill passed in unanimous fashion in the House, and the Senate recorded just one no vote. Governor Pritzker had made it clear that he opposed the bill during the General Assembly sessions. He said it wasn't right to forgive past due taxes for those businesses.
We've got to get back to the regular order of actually balancing the budget in the state. We did that one year, this year, so far, and we've got to keep doing it every single year. And so that's an important reason why, for me anyway, this bill doesn't make any sense.
The veto is expected to be overturned. A former campaign consultant for Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan has reached a $275,000 settlement to a federal lawsuit she filed against several of his political committees. Attorneys for Elena Hampton told the Chicago Tribune that she will receive $75,000 of the settlement. The remainder will go to attorney's fees and the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund to support women reporting workplace sexual harassment. The lawsuit Hampton filed in March 2018 alleged that she was hindered from advancing in the speaker's organization after alleging sexual harassment by a top Madigan lieutenant, Kevin Quinn. Hampton said in a statement that she is relieved to move forward with her life. A Madigan spokeswoman said the organizations are pleased with the settlement. She says Madigan, quote, remains committed to protecting employees, volunteers, and candidates. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $2.99. Assorted varieties of Mantia's frozen pizzas, 5 for $10. Grippo's Big Box Barbecue Chips, $5.99. And Jumbo Extra Sweet Pineapples, 2 for $3. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main Street in Fairfield. Currently in Fairfield, it's 45. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,414, down 368. The NASDAQ is at 8,481, down 86. January crude oil is at $56.34. That is up 38 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Todd Leslie Marks died on November 19th, shortly after his birth, at Carl Hospital in Urbana. Todd Marks is survived by his parents, Caitlin and Randall Marks, and brother Troy Marks, all of West Salem, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, and 3 aunts. Private services for Todd Marks will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to his parents for a headstone. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies at a high of 48. Clear skies tonight with a low of 32, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday, a high of 52 and low of 35. Partly cloudy on Friday. Friday will have a high of 45 with a low of 28. And then sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 45 with a low of 32.